Blog Talk Radio.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. My back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you fire in the rain now.
Sweet. Am I muted?
Hello, everyone.
This is Sweet.
Hi, Sweet.
Sweet the Sketching. Hi, on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight we're going to be talking about fire. Inside of Blog Talk Radio, we are with All Poetry, one of the largest poetry sites on the internet. And way inside of that, you can knock on the door of Tina Voices. Tina Voices is sponsored by the AP Poetry Foundation, and we're very happy to do that. We are a group of people that love to write stuff and be a part of the poetry world. Come on by and join us. Tonight, we played Fire Me by James Taylor, and I really wanted to talk about a little bit about this song. Fire and Rain is a song by James Taylor that chronicles his reaction to the death of his girlfriend in a plane crash. The song was written in 1968 and has three verses. One verse is about a friend who committed suicide. Another is about Taylor's addiction to heroin. And the third refused to a mental hospital and Taylor started called The Flying Machine. The song follows the reaction to the suicide of Susan Schreiner, a childhood friend whose experience with drug addiction fame. The song was written at three different times. He started in London, where he auditioned for the Beatles' Apple Records. He later worked on it in Manhattan's hospital and finished it while in a drug rehab at the Austin Youth Center in Massachusetts. I found that very interesting that he kind of wrote the song, didn't sit down all at once and did it, but it had so many different layers of his life in it. And that's kind of what my show is going to be all about, is how we go through different stages of, you know, that fire and ice kind of world where things aren't always the same and we have that fire burning or that passion burning and, you know, and then that coldness. And, you know, it's really something we do because fire can be our hell that we walk through or it can be a passion that we walk through. Fire is a very interesting element in our brain. So welcome aboard, everybody. I, again, am Sweet Pea and welcome to Sweet Discussion. I'd like to say hello to the people I've got in my room right now. And the first one is Linda. Hello, Linda. How are you tonight?
I'm great, Sweet. Glad to be here. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm glad to be here, too. And then I have that followed by Deb. How are you tonight, Deb?
I'm hanging in, doll. How are you?
Hi, Deb.
I'm very good.
Hello, Linda.
And then I have 440 from the board, and I believe that's Teacher Stephen K.
That's me.
Happy birthday.
That's me. That's our birthday boy, Stephen. So, I have...
Happy birthday!
Yeah. I have Deb, who's going to read and run for us. She's got a son she's got to take care of. But before I start anything, I am going to pour out some very happy news for me and my beautiful dog, Miss Sweet. I talk about my dogs all the time, so we all know Amadeus. He's very loud and boisterous. But my beautiful dog, Miss Sweet, was selected for the 2024 Famous Dogs calendar. There are hundreds and hundreds of submissions, and they only picked 12. And I'm very proud to say that my gorgeous Miss Sweet is one of the 2024 dogs for the calendar. So I'm happy.
Wow.
I'm ecstatic because it takes a lot to get in there. And one of my baby girls got in. So I'll be putting up some more information about it. I don't know what month. I don't know anything yet. I just know that she is.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I'm very happy.
Yay.
About that. Yeah. So, I will get Deb up, and then I will get Stephen right up because I know you guys are in a hurry and you got to run, and I'm right there with you, I promise. So, Deb, you want to throw you up, and we'll get you going.
Threw me up. I'm on the board.
All right.
And my poem is called The Coronation by the Bonfire Light. And you got to check out that queen in the picture. She's the queen of darkness. Anyway, here we go. My eyes spy the blackbird flying the skies over the briar patch by the sycamore trees. Then nightbird choirs sing their night songs, tweeting as the high flyer surfs on the breeze. Smoke billows up from the green treetops, rising from blazing orange-yellow glow. The glow is glimmering like big torchlights, beckoning my footsteps as feet move slow. Follow me into the silence of the shadows as I lead you inside, grab hold of my hand. Spot the light flickering from the tree lines, leaving footprint trails pressed in the sand. We'll meet the sweet princess of darkness with hair the color of the flames in the fire. Deep inside her, a blaze burns red and hot. The sizzled cinders singed her flaming attire. She dances in the clearing round a bonfire. Strawberry blonde curls bounce as she spins, chanting to the tree nymphs in the darkness, rooted by the trunks of the aspen tree twins. Hellhounds lead the procession of shadows. For her coronation neath the canopy of green. Bow as she passes down the sandy trails, whispering with the winds, all hail the queen. And home.
Oh, wow. This is beautiful.
Nice.
I love the imagery. I love the colors. I love the dancing. Like, I'm almost there. I can feel the nymphs in the trees. And it's just gorgeous. I don't know if you've ever watched, Outlander. Have you ever watched Outlander?
I don't think so.
Yes.
Okay, because one of the very opening scenes of Outlander is the witches that dance around the Irish stones or the Welsh stones. And this scene totally reminded me of that because I fall in love with that music and that entrance. I mean, they're totally in a trance dancing. And you almost describe it perfectly. It's just so, like, there, the spot, the light flickering from the tree line, and we'll meet the sweet princess of darkness. If you've never seen it, I would love just for you to watch episode one, just to see this dance. It's so beautiful, Deb, and you just nailed it. It's gorgeous. I absolutely love it. Stephen, your thoughts on this?
Thank you, sweet.
I thought this was there's an amazing combination of light and dark in this piece. You're describing a very dark image, but you bring it with such light and beauty. I think the imagery in this is just awesome. It's an awesome right depth.
Thank you, Stephen. Appreciate that.
And Linda, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is like Stephen said, beautiful depiction of dark and light. But at the same time, you have a metaphorical dream here where, to me, it sounded like the queen is the fire flowing through the treetops, and we'll meet the sweet princess of darkness with hair the colors of flames in the fire. Deep inside her blaze burns red and hot. The sizzled cinders singed her flaming attire. It sounds like she's moving through the forest, singeing the trees. And that's a beautiful way to put it, Deb. You couldn't make a fire seem more kind of beautiful and dancing-like. So I thought it was a beautiful piece, Deb.
Thank you very much, Linda. I appreciate that. And my sweet, I just looked it up. Apparently there are 7 seasons, so I'll have to binge it. But you're saying it's the very first opening act?
I'm telling you, if you've been, it's gorgeous. It's a gorgeous series, but that first act is just amazing, yeah.
That's pretty cool that it's visual in your mind.
Yeah, and once you see it, you'll understand it. But yours is so beautiful. All right, I'm going to get Stephen up. I don't see your piece, so throw it on the board.
I just did.
He did. I'm sorry. I buried it.
Okay. Okay.
Read away. I wrote this actually last July, but it does have to do with fire, so I thought I'd bring it. And it's called Fiery Flowers Flourish Above Birth. As I watch the Terminator border that divides the night from day, pyrotechnic firelights, river's mouth beside the bay. Emerald embers float up to heights, bursting in auric red. Sonic booms ignite the sight, glimmering diamonds sizzle overhead. Whistling eels with tails on fire swirl into the night. Vibrations ripple lake surface, giving fish a fright. Fireworks dazzling to the eyes, sugar-powdered fried batter dazzles tongue. Fleece black blankets beachfront sand, as old epochs turn into young. End poem.
Oh, wow, that's gorgeous, too. You guys are full of amazing imagery tonight. And I love your gift, by the way. I think it's pretty and powerful, and you're doing all those fun things. I can't do that. I'm not that bright to do all of that. I like how you started off. I watched the Terminator border that divides the night from day. I like that visual of, you know, it's not quite night and it's not quite day. It's that eerie twilight. This is the kind of the sun blinks goodnight and you fall into that darkness. I really like how you put that in there. And fireworks dazzling to the eye. Sugar, powdered, fried, battered, drizzled tongue. You know how much I want now is freaking, oh, my God, with strawberries and all that on it. Yeah, and there's no fairs around anymore. They all packed up and went away. But that just, ugh. And, of course, like I had mentioned earlier, you bring Ohio home to me, and I always appreciate that. And another beautiful, beautiful poem. Thank you. Linda, your thoughts on it?
Yeah, this is such a beautiful memory maker because we don't have 4th of July here in Alaska because it doesn't get dark. I'm sure somewhere in Alaska they might have fireworks, but we don't. So this the prompt picture is just a beautiful sight to me. And your description of the fireworks is smooth and easy. And I love this emerald embers float up to heights, bursting in auric red. Sonic booms ignite the sight, glimmering diamonds sizzle overhead. That is the perfect description of fireworks. You nailed this, Stephen. It's beautifully written. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you, Linda.
You're welcome.
That was absolutely beautiful. Thank you, Stephen, for bringing it. I loved it.
Oh, right. You're welcome. Y'all have a good night.
You got to get going. Happy birthday again. And
happy birthday, Stephen.
Want to say hi?
Thank you.
I get to say hello to TV on the board, which is always fun. And see what we're doing. So I have PV's recording. I don't want to quite read your poem yet. I want to kind of get some people on the board. I'm waiting for a couple of people to call in. Hi, host. I'm not host. I'm just messing with you, PV. You know, I've got two people calling, but everybody's running late tonight. That's what happens in the summer. Everybody comes, you know, like, we got to hang out and just chit-chat and run my mouth, which is not too hard for me to do because I do it a lot. You're either coming really fast in or you're coming really fast out, but, you know, that's summer. So that's the way it is. So, Linda, when's your next show?
My next show is on the 14th at 10 p.m. Eastern. Come on by. We have a lot of fun telling stupid jokes, and I have a new sidekick, Carmine, who tells stupid jokes, but his are better than mine. So we have a lot of fun, so come on by.
I know. Friday's nights are so hard for me. But that's the way it is.
Have you met Carmine yet?
Yeah, I was on one night with you guys on when I had a Friday off.
Oh, right. He's become a great. Nobody showed up, so me and him did my show with just the SoundClouds and the readers. We did my whole show that way, me and him. And he was great. Well, oh, my God. We had so much fun.
I know, that's awesome. Tonight I've got you showing up. Like I said, my two co-partners are off doing things tonight, and it is, you know, like I said, summertime is, everybody's out doing things, everybody's on vacation, and you just have to have fun with what people bring you. And I always have fun with what people bring me. So we're gonna throw a pee. I just think I like his work. Actually, I love his work. But don't tell him, because I want him to get a big head. let's see. All righty. Let me go back to where I belong. And this is so good, you know, for people that aren't sitting here looking at this, because, you know, radio is always good when you're looking at things on the board. I'm sorry, radio fans, because, you know, I'm not supposed to have dead air, so you guys are all like, what the hell is she doing? You know, what's up with her? What's up with Pee-wee? What's up with Linda? So you never know. Oh, and don't forget the sweepstakes on AP on the Saturday night show. Just got to enter your name, and you can be up for all kinds of things. So just go over there, enter your name, and then also look for the AP Taylor Foundation poems. So that's going on. And let's see. We've got Saturday night coming up. And very excited about that one, too. Saturday night is always fun. The collaboration poems are great. Not that I'm ever there on Saturday night either. Friday, Saturdays are just, like, so insane for me because of the whole Frisbee Dog thing. Because it's competition summer. I'm out there on the field for, like, 12 and a half hours because it's crazy insane. If you don't know anything about it, it's just nuts. And then Sundays, I have what they call Toss and Fetch League, which is really cool because we actually compete against the whole world. So there are probably a lot of people out there that know about this. We have a little team here in my town, and we all get together, and it's like a bowling league. So all the Frisbee Dog people get together, and we throw Frisbee for our dogs. And those scores are entered into this mad calculation. And so we compete against people in Australia and Japan and Israel and all over the world. And once those scores are computed, we find out where we are in the world. And right now we're holding steady at 32nd place. Now my team here in Thornton, we've actually won the pennant 3 times. So we're very, very happy about that. So if you ever want to look it up, it's called Toss and Fetch. And you can look it up online and you can see all the dogs around the world playing Frisbee, which is a lot of fun if you ever want to look at it.
Right on.
But, yeah, it's really cool. It really is kind of cool. My league is called the North Metro League of Extraordinary Dogs. We definitely have a lot of fun. But I just keep talking about my dogs and talking about my dogs.
Well, when you love them, you know.
I know.
Congratulations on that, by the way. That's so cool.
Thank you. It is. And Pee-wee was awesome. He, like, was in the first year to say congratulations. So I was very excited. Thank you. And we can't tell her because her head would get way too big. Well, you know, you probably could, Pee-wee, just so that you know. You might be able to get some plugs, because I plug other people's shows all the time. And if you just let me know, I'll plug you. So,
well,
I just
let
put
me,
your...
When's your next show?
Yeah, you just got to let us know. Oh, hey, AP's on the board. My next show is next Thursday, but hello, I'm going to say hi to AP. Hello? Actually, this is AP. This is Sky, isn't it? I don't know which one this is.
I'm not
AP. It's AP or Sky. I see. I said it before I said hello, AP, because I knew it might be Sky.
I'm going to backtrack a little bit.
I was good. I was
a fire poem. I didn't realize I never wrote about fire. I'm going to need to get on this.
I know. You need to get on this. Okay, I'm going to play Pee Wee now, though.
Okay?
Okay. All right. I gotta get up my world here. So, where do you go? Where are you? You're lost in the lost Pee Wee. That's crazy. Not. I'll find you real quick, though. Here we go.
Eyes still burn and sting me too. The heart ground down and faded through. Solitary kingdom, this blue eye scan. The fate of all this nothing now in his hands. From midst of endless nights and tortured days, the meanings of it all have now slipped away. Another match, the fire doesn't discern. Nowhere left to go, nowhere left to turn. Incendiary immolation and incineration. Raise it to ground in the flames of conflagration.
That deep growl voice of yours too helps these poems. Well, at least they help, you know, I love it. You have, especially with words, solitary kingdom whose blue eyes scan the fate of this nothing now in his hands. I love that line because the fate of this nothing, I mean, the fate of nothing. I just love that line, the fate of nothing. It's just brilliant. Smoke from memories, all that's left, and your kingdom slips into neglect. That can mean so many things. Nothingness into neglect. I just sacrificed everything you had to let burn. Nowhere left to go, and nowhere left to turn. It's so somber and so sad, yet it's like there's still somewhere to go. Because if you burn it all to the ground, you've got nothing left but to start over. It's the bottom of the barrel. It's everything's gone now. Everything but renewal. So regardless of what you've burned to the ground, you still have renewal. And you're burned to the core, and you're still going to keep moving forward, because that's what we do. regardless of the pain, regardless of what we've left. All we've got is us, and when you've got nowhere to turn, you move up, you move down, but you move. And that's what I found fascinating about all of it. Linda, your thoughts?
Oh, my God. Don't get me started. This was beautiful. Pee-wee, your choice of words in this were just genius. Incendiary, immolation, and incineration, raise it to the ground in the flames of conflagration. Just beautifully written. Your imagery is so, like, right there, and your words bring out the colors of the fire and the metaphor in this is very strong as well. I liked your use of poetic language, and I just think this was absolutely beautiful, my friend. Absolutely beautiful. Thank you for sharing it, Pee-wee.
And Sky, your thoughts?
I thought it was really well done. I thought it was very stark, of course. I was definitely drawn to the smoke of the memories, all that left. The idea of that smoke, that debris, that lingering kind of like when I think of smoke, a lot of times, smoke, it's almost touchable. You know, you can see it in the air. It's settled just above everything, but it's not quite corporeal, and you can't really get your fingers around it. I think that's kind of like what faded memories are like. So I really like that image and that idea of something so close that it's trying to touch it that, you know, completely can't. It's not tangible. Really well done.
Yeah. All right. So, from what I understand, you have a show on LCN on 7/9. So, everybody go. I just need to know what time.
Huh?
Yeah, so Pee-wee is going to be hanging out on LCN. He's now one of the upper echelons. So, if you can, check it out. Because we like to support our people. And we'll get more information. Open Poetry, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Very cool. That's awesome. All right. Where am I going next? Oh, I know where I'm going to go. Let's just do this. Oh, Hatter.
Yeah, I Hatter. I cannot stay on long. Just so that you know. Because I'm
okay.
Living off of like 20% battery for the past 2 hours on my own show.
Okay.
And,
well, the reason I'm going to go with my poem is because you never comment on my poem. So I'm going to go with me and then I'll go with you.
First of all, whoa. Whenever I show up to shows, I always bookmark the poems of the people there and I go back and I comment later.
I know, but I like to hear your voice. Hatter, say hello.
Hello.
How are you, my dear?
Hi, Hatter.
Okay. Hi, everybody.
Hi. All right. So I am going to throw up Sweet Pea's poem because I want everybody to hear what I can write. Because it's weird tonight, but it is what it is. I'm a little weird tonight. Because I rhymed a little bit, not a lot. So we'll see how that goes. Uh-huh. All right. right. This is Nightmares and Morning Stars. In a blanket of blackness, I listened to the familiars in my room as winds twisted through the trees in tune with bass guitar blues, singing the songs of betrayal in keys that belittling my mood. Thin walls whispered stories and throaty laughs and keyboard taps blend into imagery storybook land as fantasies erase reality. The mirror reflects the ugly. I feel slow and unsteady, always unseen. Hiding at undercovers, aliens giggle at my childish tricks, shadow dancing and melodies of haunting to a rising fire pit. I quivered and cried as I burned in their cold, vile trish. Courage betrayed me and I wandered into the forest of my shame. Lions in pursuit, slicing flesh, thirsting for the sangria taste from my veins. I skedaddled past the insecurities and the self-hate brain in my brain. Screaming obscenities, exploding in rage, I encountered my nightmares. Ice bored, panting the spell of morning star. He appeared with a flare and with a touch of his finger, a wilderness of madness. There you go. So, Scott.
Wow.
Well, I thought it was excellent. I liked the use of the morning star, of course. Another name, devil, right?
Correct.
I'm sorry?
I said that is correct. Morning star is another name.
Yeah. I thought that's where you were going. I'm sorry. That was like the most annoying hack ever. Like my mother. I apologize. it was really, really well done. I love the darkness it was in, of course. Beautiful language. I love the idea of this melodic darkness, singing the songs of betrayal and keys belittling my mood. I love that because, I mean, it's worse. It's bad enough, right, to being low, these songs of betrayal, but then also having all your feelings and all your moods and everything that, you know, that your experience on basically everything, just basically being belittled, I think, I mean, putting salt on your wounds. And I really liked that idea. And, of course, you went into this idea. I mean, you went from music to stories, what is all music but stories? You know, and I always say that I love music because it's basically poetry in motion. And I like how you shifted between the music to the stories, to this blend into imaginary storybook land. But instead of all those you know, good things, we're getting down to the reflected face in the mirror that is, you know, doesn't want to be seen. That it's not so pretty, I guess. And it's the way you put it, the mirror reflects the ugly. And then there were some words in here that I wouldn't have expected. You know, Hellions Giggle. Oh my gosh, it reminds me of like a little, like, oh my, your intro on Poetic Life. It's just not something so creepy. You know, these little ankle biters running around giggling and laughing, and you're in the depths of hell. Like, what is more creepier than that, I think? Playing childish tricks, you know, I could vividly see that. And then, really, really well done. I very much enjoyed it. And I did like how you brought in the Morning Star. Not a lot of people referenced that. I appreciated that. Really well done. And I'm happy to get your comments. Linda, what do you think?
I thought it was great. This was, like, really cool. And speaking of words you wouldn't think would be used, skedaddled, That's like one of my words on my list of words to use when I want to babble, like make people insane. I have a list of like skedaddle and stuff, just words like that. But this was just very frightening in a way. A lot of emotions are in here. At the end, it's got all this what I take is hope. Screaming obscenities, exploding in rage, I encountered my nightmares, eyes forward, chanting the spell of Morning Star. He appeared with a flare, with a touch of his finger, a wilderness of madness disappeared. So in the end, through all this insanity that you've gone through, he shows up and makes it disappear. So in this whole poem, there's a lot of hope, but your verses are just beautifully written, each one. And I like your rhyme. You did a good job. I just lost my train of thought. Yeah, the rhymes went well, and it was truly well written and beautiful. I love this courage betrayed me, and I wandered into the forest of my shame. What a beautiful line that is. And the whole thing just brings out a lot of heartfelt feelings from your words. And listening to you read it, you have this voice that's kind of mystical and makes your poems sound enchanting. So you did a wonderful job on this. Thank you for sharing it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yes. And hello, what are you saying?
She had her?
I did.
Yeah. Well, I wrote down a couple of notes, and one of them was the skedaddled. Thank you. You brought it up. And the other was the same line that the it's through the trees. It was the line. Courage betrayed me as I wandered into the forest of my shame. You're a master at that kind of a line. Yeah, I skedaddled past the insecurity, the self-hate trained in my brain. Welcome home. Welcome back.
Thank you, Howard. You're tired of my sweet poems, aren't you?
Well, I was not expecting that. That's all good.
Oh, thank you. All right. Guys, throw your poem up in the air.
Oh, my gosh. You make me do all the work?
Yep.
All right. Before I read, Linda, I just want to tell you that when I put your poem on my front page, the On a Tale of a Shooting Star, I thought it was so great. I know that's not the one you're reading to, but I just want to tell you that I work, I have a second job, obviously, because school closed during the summer. And I work with, adults with varying degrees of autism and disability. And one of my clients loves to read my contest. Like, I read it to them and certain poems on here. And I have to tell you, she was over the moon with your poem. Really excited.
Aww.
I just loved it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. She was like,
wow, I'm honored.
I'm like, me too.
Oh. That's so cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Well, no, thank you. Thank you for giving me poetry to read to her. She really enjoyed that. And I just wanted to tell you, to your face. To your face, I guess. That's important to some people.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is fire. I realized that I don't have too many fire poems, and I may have to change that. But this is Game of Thrones fandom, so if try to follow along, I guess, but if you don't know it. But it's Melisandre the Red Woman.
She was sold in the youth of her dog, a name shadow. She who collects them like coins of fire, who rode wooden horses on narrow seas. The red woman, the priestess of light, a smile sweet as a song of wind. But there lie snakes in the grass wind, a burning of the seven at dawn. Song prophecies are painted in light, even against the Night King's shadow. For what is good that defies earth and sea, that captures the moon and winter's fire, that keeps life bottled in a necklace of fire, that spreads plants and undead, that spreads plants the undead on wind, birthing death upon the grains of sea, a murderous hymn hidden from dawn, a Cain and Abel with a twist of shadow, all in the name of the Lord of Light. She said the dead dance in northern light, while stars bleed still in the veils of fire, and in the war of five kingly shadows would be but one to shield from dark winds, to leap with lightning and bring the dawn after winter's breath freezes the sea. And though her words sail true on seas, the grim sacrifices made in evening's light were kindled to pyre's burnt offering the dawn. Flakes of innocence and smoldering wildfire, and carried with it song of sadness upon wind, for a child's silhouette left only a shadow. So when a smile turns to villainous shadow, is it still as sweet or bitter as brine at sea? Can you still hear its truth in ashen wind, or feel the warmth of salvation in the light? Or is it taste like burnt fruit on pyre's fire, a trickery of flame, solid, maddening dawn, shadows of the undead walking in the light, sea salt poured on ghost wounds lit a fire, wind and words cracking against the dawn. End poem. And I haven't read that one in a while, so I should have pre-read it. But end poem.
Wow. It's beautiful, though. She said the dead dance in the northern light, while stars bleed still in the veil of the fire. And in the war of five kingly shadows, would be but one to shield the dark winds, sweep with lightning and bring the dawn, after winter's breath freezes the sea. This is such a great fantasy story that you do. I cannot even possibly tell you everything I like about this, because it's such an amazing story. It's like the beginnings of a book you want to dive into and say, well, what's going here? What's going there? And what's happening to the Red Woman? And what's happening to the Priestess of Light? And you give little snippets of all these characters, and it's a well-rounded story, and it's a perfect story. It has a beginning, a middle, and an end, but I want to know more about every character. And I want to know how the story starts and how it develops and how it goes in, because you have that skill and that beauty, and I want so much more. And that's what I want from you. And that's how good you really are. And I could go on all night. So, Linda, your thoughts?
Beautiful. What a great, beautiful story this is. You picked up on that Red Witch and intensified her kind of emotions really well. It's a bold, I think the boldness of this story that I like so much. Your words are just so true and full of emotion, and it's just so well written that it's beautiful. It's really absolutely gorgeous. You've chosen your words well, and your story, the way you put your story together, was a great puzzle, and you worked it out so well that it's just lovely. Thank you for sharing it, Sky.
So it was based on a character from Game of Thrones. It's one of, so it's the Game of Thrones fandom. But so if you want to, her whole story, not in poetry form, try to watch Game of Thrones.
Ah, I have. Hatter, your thoughts?
Yeah, I was talking away on mute. Probably the most profound thing I've ever said. Okay. Yeah, it's
absolutely, always is.
Yeah, it is. When the guy writes about the shows or the books or the series, I'm a little lost because I don't know the terms, and it's throughout this, the meanings are about the characters, right?
I took a bit of their story arc and then I filter it through my own processes and then this was more like a contemplative piece, like, because, you know, this person's supposed to be like,
yeah,
you know, saying he's doing things for the good. So it's her character, but also intertwined with my own processes. Like, what, you know, how, what is good when you say, oh, when people say it's good for the good for the masses, right? Good, you know, sometimes you have to do bad things for the good of everything. Is that really good? You know, and that's more or less what her character was kind of playing with. And so this is a character arc, but it's also my own interpretation of, you know, there's a lot of damage when people say, well, if the ends justify the means, is it worth it? To me, you know, by the end, I say, well, it's not. So, and that was my own process.
Yeah.
I see you put a little Shakespearean in there. What I caught was, so when the smile turns to villain's shadows, is it still sweet? Is it still sweet? Huh? Mm-hmm. That was good. Old school. Pretty good. Thank you.
Oh, if a rose is called by any other name, is it still as sweet?
It was a rose.
Yeah, I wasn't born, but yeah, Shakespeare. Yeah. If you call a rose by any other name, is it still as sweet? Something like that, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. Romeo and Juliet, right? Thank you, Hatter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is a rose so sweet? Okay, I'm going to move down the board, and
oh,
then I'm going to throw Hatter on the board.
It's been a half an hour at my house in 4 days, and I need to go and do some things. But thank you.
All right.
Before bed. All right. Have a good show.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Thank you. All right. Get him on the board. It's going to be epic. I have heard from several people that have read it. Hey, Linda?
Yeah.
Hatter's got a date. Can he read before you?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Who wouldn't want the man to miss out on his date? Hey, Hatter, you want to throw your poem on the board?
Tell her to behave herself.
Okay.
Tell her not to behave herself.
Okay, I didn't do the final read, so we'll see how this goes. There's nothing left to save. And it goes like this. Have you found the words that hold the past that haunts my days? Thinking I had paid my dues, I faced the other way. Hearing the approach of things I fear, I closed my eyes to breathe. Feeling I had beat the odds, but there was something I could not see. The last I remember, I was loving you. And now it does not beat. Fire burns within the brand that smells like my defeat. Keeping warm, I find myself crawling across the floor. I do not think I felt this way much colder than before. Burn what's left, if you can find a match to light my fire.
things that matter escape the fact, the sparks of my desires. Love of smoke burns through the night that creates me with a wave. Burn me not until the dark, there's nothing left to save. Mwaha.
Oh. Wow. A lot of emotion. There's a lot of darkness in your pattern. There's a lot of letting go. That it's time to burn up whatever it was. And burn me out until the dark, there's nothing left to say. That's a powerful ending line. Like you've been holding on to it far too long. So it's time to let it go. I really like this. I think it's got a lot to say. Linda, your thoughts?
Thank you.
Well, absolutely. Right now, I think this is one of my favorite Hatter poems. It's written so well. The imagery in this is kind of sad and lonely. And it brings out my emotions, you know. Burn what's left if you can't find a match to light my fire. Things that matter escape the fact, the spark of my desires. That is so well written. And this whole thing is, I mean, it just, the rhyme scheme in it is so beautiful. And I don't know why you can do this rhyme scheme and have it sound so cool. And when I try to do this rhyme scheme, it doesn't sound so cool. I don't know what it is. I think it's the beautiful words that you use and the way you lay them on the paper. But, yeah, this is, like, really, really beautiful, Hatter. I love it. Thanks for sharing it.
Yeah, thank you. And your cadence is like nobody else's. Yours flows so well. It should be in books.
Yeah, but there's a difference in the way that my cadence sounds and your cadence sound. I don't know what it is.
Well, I'm going to throw Linda's up. I'm going to throw Linda's up. So hopefully you can stay and listen, Hatter, because you still have a few minutes before your 30 is up. So just in case you had to go, I wanted you to read, but I am going to throw Miss Linda up on the board, so hopefully you can stay through the whole thing, okay?
Okay.
All right. Because this is supposed to be pretty damn amazing. Here we go.
Okay.
Go ahead, Henry.
This is a true story, by the way, and it's very deep in my heart. They called him Bernie. One night in a bar I played, I met a man unknown. By the look about his swag, you could tell he was alone. I could tell there was a problem. He didn't look all right. Some of the guys had picked on him, so I sent over an invite. He told me what had happened, but I get it every place, from people without learning and lacking certain grace. I learned that he was homeless and it was very, very cold. So why don't you just come with me? I have a small abode. Hey, Bernie, someone yelled out, so he turned and looked that way. Why don't you leave me alone? Then I'll be on my way. I said, so your name is Bernie? My name is Linda Graham. He said Bernie was not his name. That's just the way I am. At that, he looked me in the eye and removed his large black hood. I saw a man had been burned before me as he stood. I was so embarrassed for adding to his pain. He said, no, no, don't worry, but my name is really Shane. So Shane, I rent a small garage that has an extra sofa bed. It's not much, but it's some place to lie your weary head. That night we stayed up all night long and talked about his life. He told me how a fire came and added to his strife. When he was just a child, all of 8 years old, his parents sent his siblings off to play out in the cold. Then they said that they would be playing in their room. That is why they didn't see the fire's flaming doom. They told him that he was to watch his baby sister, Faye. She was in her infant crib on that fatal day, the day the spark flew from the wall and landed in some rags that were used to clean up gas and left there in a bag. The baby sat there in her crib where flames had started burning. That's when Shane jumped into gear, with his stomach churning. The flames that grabbed the baby's flesh burned up both Shane's arm. He picked her up that day to get her out of harm. By the time that someone came to save Shane from burning free, his torso, arms, and face had burned to the fourth degree. He said that it was fatal for his mom and dad, but said that he was grateful for the siblings that he had. As he sat there talking, I could see his glory for the strength that it took that night to tell me of his story. We then became very close and very faithful friends. I'll always be amazed by him until the very end. Epilogue. It must take courage and a lot and maybe even more when people always stare at you or look away in horror. This is a true story, and I have omitted my pretty doodles in between verses because this is not a pretty story. It takes massive amounts of courage for Shane to go through every day and tremendous amounts of strength just to get up in the morning to start his day. But he does it with pride and love, and to me, that's amazing. This is for Sweet Pea's show on fire. I thank you, Sweet Pea, for having this show on the destructive power of fire in poem.
Unmuted.
Linda, you're amazing. The courage and strength that you give to other people through your love and life. I mean, I know that you've had a very tough life, that you yourself have been homeless, and yet you are never bitter. You are always kind and full of grace. You are amazing.
Thank you.
At every turn. Your poetry, it should be written, it should be in a book, it should be praised, it should be, I swear to God, a Pulitzer Prize. You have such amazing stories, and your grace and kindness, something everyone be injected with, as we have lived with it.
Thank you very much, sweet. You know, this man, I would see him in the middle of the night staring in the mirror because they had grafted one side of his cheek so it was kind of smooth. And if you look just right in the mirror, it was a double mirror, it would reflect that one side of his face on both sides, you know, how you look in the mirror and you see both sides of one thing.
Right.
But he would look almost normal. And he would sit there and stare at himself in the mirror just to see what he would. He didn't know what he looked like because this happened when he was like 8 years old. So he had no idea what he really looked like, you know. But for him to get up every day and to do his day when people would, I would see, you know, we'd be in the store or something and children would stare at him and mothers would pull their children away in horror, you know, and he would just, you know, say, so what, and carry on with his day. And that's the massive thing that fire has, that it can destroy somebody's face and body like that, but it doesn't destroy their heart. And that's what Shane taught me.
I know a little boy that I used to babysit. And he pulled, he was 4 years old, and he pulled his mom was frying a turkey, and I believe that's what she was. So this quart, this large quart of boiling grease, he reached up and lifted up over his It was a very long time. And he was only 4. So he never knew himself as far as I understand. And I understand this poem a lot, and it hit me before because I remember, you know, as a teenager and everything, you know, just wondering because he was, you know, this beautiful, beautiful boy. And he didn't know how beautiful, you know, he was always a beautiful boy. He was always a beautiful person. And you know, he always wondered, you know, what I was, you know. And that, just that doubt, instead of, you know, knowing who he really was. And it's just amazing what they go through at such a young age, you know. And I appreciate his strength and his everything that he has for you to bring a story. Absolutely amazing. Hatter, your thoughts, please.
Yeah, this is just the sadness. Anybody that reacts to somebody that's been scarred that way and reacts negative or keeps the kids that way is, I know it's a reaction and people don't expect it sometimes, but, and for me, it's a very difficult thing also, but you have to realize, like you said, the poor guy can't remember what he looked like. It reminds me of that blonde-haired kid whose father threw acid in his face or his gasoline, one or the other, and burned him when he was little. Cute, beautiful little boy, blonde hair, could have been my kid. And he was given a life of exactly how you explained it. It's hard to put words into it, but it's like the vets come back from war. The disabilities and the scars they are for are, is, I can't even put it in words that gives it justice. I mean, it's they took it so we didn't have to. Let's just put it that way.
Right, and, right. You know, this guy went back to Tennessee for a while and came back. He'd gotten married, and they had a little baby, and they named it Linda. And I was just so affected by that he would name his child after me. So it was, he was very thankful.
And thank you for bringing this to my show.
Well, I am thankful that you let me read it so long.
It's just amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. I have some recordings that I have to do. And then we will be out of here. Let's see. And I'm not going. So I need to be here. One more thing. Thank you guys for hanging out with me. Because I know it's kind of crazy when you only get one or two people. So I really appreciate it. All right, check, 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 and check. Let's run off with Infinite Destruction.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he's got some really great stuff. Definitely one of my favorite players going on here. Right? Have him up there. Bye, Hatter. Appreciate you being here.
Have a good date, Hatter.
Yes, have a good date. And here we go with Infinite.
pyrophobia. That wicked wick of that candle did slick, with a flame so quaint from that waxy stick, with its waltzing wild light none could predict. Too drunk to move, such prancing will be sick. So suddenly he flung thy arm to rouse, he so frail did fail, and sealed thy demise. Said candle did timber topple, cast eyes, to thy chair its flame fell, and grew, and sighs. On the edge of conscience, he did swatch it spread, in hues of horror, white, golden, and red. In first tickle, 'twas torture, heated dread. But to this disease, thy flesh has yet been fed, thy clothes engulfed in a pirouetting pyre, thy will to live, 'tis weak and on the wire. Astonishing agony flows and grows higher. Ye scream inside, salvation ye desire. But burn ye shall, and indeed furthermore, thy pain shall end, but alas, not before. Thy life be it thine own, nevermore. Pray thou art only to death's dark shore. And so she now cometh in fiery glory, for 'tis the end of thy haunting story.
Wow. Just wow. I really love the way he writes. I love the way his language goes. And I love this is like kind of an old school read, kind of an old English read. And I have a problem writing this way because I can't always stick to the style. But he does such a great job with it. And use a core, white, golden, and red. Its first tickle, 'twas torture, heated dread. But to this disease, thy flesh yet be fed. I mean, ugh. I think he does such a great little, kind of like Dark Ages, you know, witch burning kind of thing. And, I think it was fantastic. What did you think, Linda?
This was, like, awesomely cool. But everything he writes has this certain twang to it. It's kind of like a old English feel to it, you know, the way he, ye shall fail, didst fail, and sealed by demise. And, on edge of conscience, ye didst watch it spread. And I like this part. But burn ye shall, and indeed furthermore, thy pain shall end, but alas, not before. Thy life be thine own, nevermore. Pray thou art only to death's dark chore. What a beautiful way to put that, you know. This is about somebody burning and their thoughts as they're doing it. What would you think? I have such a fear of burning that it's incredible. And yet I love playing with fire, so get that. I would always wonder what my feelings would be if I was burning. You know, could I make a sound? Could I say a word? Could I just whimper? And this is really prophetic. This piece, I really love this Infinite Destruction. You are a hell of a writer, so you've got me. Thank you for sharing it.
That's funny that you say you're afraid of burning. You know, I've never thought about that, ever.
Yeah, and I burn myself all the time. When I'm cooking, I burn myself all the time.
I will tell you this funny story that you just...
I just got a note that my... post office just burned down just now.
What?
Oh, it says we need we need to go get the mail, so I might have to run. Yeah, my post office just burned down to the ground.
Oh my God, how weird is that?
Yeah, how weird is
that?
I'm sorry,
I think that's weird. That is just really freaking weird.
Yeah. So what do we need to do, babe?
We don't have to go now.
Okay. Okay, we don't have to go now.
I'm sorry, but that is spooky.
You're
on the show talking about fire. Yeah, and your post office burned to the ground? Weird.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's just that.
Talk about hearing it.
Yeah. So I was thinking, you just reminded me because you said you're afraid of burning. My son, when he was like in the second grade, they had the fire department out. And they were teaching them about, you know, always have a plan, know where you're how to get out of your house. He came home freaking out. We need to have plans. We don't have plans. And we had to get a ladder for his bedroom window. We had to have, like, what he wanted, floor stickers, and we all had arrows in the house. And we're like, we don't need arrows. You need to calm down. And he had nightmares for weeks.
Right.
This fireman just scared the shit out of him. And we were like, calm down, little man. Calm down.
Wow.
It was just
That's
crazy.
So sad.
I know. I was just, I'm like, what did the school do to my child? It was just wrong.
You broke him.
You broke my little boy. Now he's like 38.
Poor thing.
And what? It's funny because he's 38 and he's a welder. And he plays with fire all day.
All
day.
Time.
He's engulfed in it. Yeah.
That's funny. Does he have a plan?
Yeah, I don't know. I should ask him. I never even thought.
You
should. Do you have a plan if you start on fire? I really should. That would be hilarious. So
right.
He was just all freaking out about it. So next
yeah,
time he got Wayne.
I remember. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You can finish your thought. That was fine.
No, I remember when they came to my school, and I actually got to be the one to wear the hat and to get a ride on the fire engine because I answered all the questions right.
Oh, cool.
I was on top
That's awesome.
Of fire even at 7 years old.
Wow. That's great. All
yeah.
right. I am going to play Wayne. I'm curious to see what he had to say for me. So here we go for Wayne.
This is called Fire It Up. I was looking for the plug, being a buyer. Word is out, he's selling fire. Try to smoke me a blunt, desire. Hell, I'm singing to the choir. It's probably fire. If there's smoke floating along the clouds, it's no joke. Hold on a minute. When I take another tote, still trying to remember the line I wrote. Got fired 2 days after my hire. Nobody said I couldn't yell fire. Policeman stayed for over an hour. Didn't say nothing about my supplier. Think my life is a lot better than was? Yeah, I'm on fire. It is the buzz. I like what that purple tree does. Hey, what's up, cuz? Remember when I quit? Getting high? Was yesterday for 2 hours. Worth a try. Stay hungry all the time. Don't know why. World would be great if my guy stopped by. Wish I could remember what I was going to do right before I got high. I knew. Oh, I was going to write a poem today. Just got to figure out what to say. Him?
Oh, my God. Oh, that's awesome, Wayne. Oh, you crack me up.
Yeah.
You crack me up. God, just a little high on the flame. Oh, that boy, I tell you what. I think that man can write on any subject at any time. Oh,
right.
I don't know how he does it. He just writes and it just flows. I love it. Well, I wish I could remember.
And humor,
humor
is like the hardest thing to write.
I know. I'm not very good at it. I really am not. I don't. But you write humor very well. Like you can write giraffes and snotty, you know, buffaloes and whatever, and you do it very, very well.
Oh, thank you.
And I cannot do it at all. I mean,
yeah, I gotta be
I make my attempts.
For it.
Yeah, but the children's stuff you write is just incredibly lighthearted and fun, and you've got animals talking to each other and giggling at each other. It's just a lot of fun.
Right.
And whether I don't know if you mean it to be humorous, but it comes out that way. So, what do you have for Wayne to say? Because his poem is fabulous.
Yeah, he's just a whiz for the humor. And this one, the way he ended it is so cute. I mean, remember when I quit getting high? It was yesterday for 2 hours. Worth a try. Always got the munchies, not sure why. Oh, wait, that's not the one I want to read. Wish I could remember what I was going to do right before I got high. I knew. Oh, I was going to write a poem today. Just got to figure out what to say. That's so cute. And he did say it, and he said it well. And I could almost smell the flames burning up here, you know, with his blunt. Yeah, very cute, Wayne. You tickled me again.
Yeah, absolutely. So if I put, let's see, who do I have to see? Let's see. If I put Gonzetta, who is formerly Gonzo, on the board, would you read that poem for me?
Yes.
All right, I will put her up on the board.
Yeah.
I only have 3-2. And then we're done. Thank you so much for being here with me. I appreciate it. We read all these poems myself.
Okay, let's see. Okay, did you put it up on the board?
Look at it.
Oh, there it is.
I did. If you want to look at it, I can read one first, if you want to look at this one first.
Okay.
I can read Jenny while you look at that one. Okay?
Okay.
So let me go grab Jenny, and I'll read that one as you look at that one. Okay. Where are you, kid? No, I've got it here. Oh, there she is. Jenny is a deep. I love her name. I don't know why, but Jenny the Deep just makes her sound very, like, professory to me.
Okay, I'm good.
All right. Oh, I know. Oh, okay, then go ahead and read it.
Okay, this is called Fireworks by Don Gonzita. Tracing warmth lingers, Picasso etched in her flesh. Soft canvas draws my fingers, a beauty unlike all the rest. She is scarred and rugged, a warrior in the humid night. She's got me love drugged. I surrender without a fight. Sweat reeks of cinnamon mixed with vanilla mist. She unleashes my demon in our angelic tryst. Hands tired from holding tight on the course we try to stay. Shining glimmer in the night, silver is just another gray. Perhaps there's a future. I felt it in the past, but this type of pleasure was never made to last. In poem.
Ooh.
Wow.
Nice.
That's fiery.
Yeah, it's definitely fiery. I like the line she used. Let me get that line. It twisted into itself. Perhaps there's a future. I felt it in the past, but this type of pleasure was never made to last. But I love, perhaps there's a future. I felt it in the past. It's like, I like how it kind of twists back into itself. I really love that.
Yeah.
And I love Picasso etched in her flesh, soft canvas draws my finger, a beauty that unlike the rest. I love when people mention artists and poems that just have that weirdness to me, because I think of Picasso, and I'll think of those pieces and how twisted and abstract they are and things like that. And so I'll fall into that imagery. So I thought that was beautiful. So very, very well done. And you read it. What do you think?
Yeah, this was like just awesomely written. And this, she is scarred and rugged, a warrior in the humid night. She's got me love drugged. I surrender without a fight. That is like such a strong, the passion is just flowing. And the whole thing, sweat reeks of cinnamon mixed with vanilla mist. She unleashes my demon in our angelic tryst. This whole thing is just speaks of passion and fire and the the whole thing. I liked it, and I've never heard this poet before, but I'm definitely going to look her up because she writes very well, and I like her rhyming is just perfectly done, and the cadence as well was perfectly done. And that's not a common thing for both, but she nailed it here. So let's see. Dawn, thank you for sharing this beautiful, passionate poem with us. I'll be looking you up.
I think this is formerly known as Gonzo.
What's that?
But I may be wrong. I think this is a poet formerly known as Gonzo, but I may be wrong.
Oh, I remember Gonzo.
Yeah, I think this is the same person that just changed their name. I may be wrong, but I believe it is. So I think if you look up her profile, it may say that it's Gonzo. So I have Jenny the Deep. So she wrote, spiteful, scorching fire rises. Coughing smoke-filled lungs, a sunken eyes with clothes and hazy darkness. Played with fire too many times. Spiteful flames now burning. Molten tears rushing, melting all I ever knew. Bridges burning to the ground, surrounding sorrowful scorching. Lost in sins via Sodom and Gomorrah, suffocating in vengeful ashes like Pompeii. A new hell on earth is found as I drowned in her lava tonight. And oh, wow. That's some heavy duty. suffocating, and new earth was found as I drowned in her lava tonight. Played with fire too many times, spiteful flames now burn me. That is somebody that is angry. Someone that really wants to hurt you. And then drowned in someone's lava. Ugh. Suffocating the vendors of ashes like Pompeii. I wonder what possibly could have been done that someone is that angry. What do you think, Linda?
Wow, this is really deep. I didn't get a chance to go with you, so I had to reread it. And wow, this really speaks of somebody that's got a lot of anger and issues. And it's just really deep. And this last verse, lost in sin, city of Sodom and Gomorrah, suffocating in vengeful ashes like Pompeii, a new hell on earth is found as I drown in her lava tonight. That's just so emotionally sound, you know. It's wonderfully dark and foreboding. But the imagery in this is so harsh, and at the same time, I could see the molten tears rushing, melting all I ever knew. Just the sorrowfulness that's engulfed in this poem. So, Jenny, you have done it again. This is an awesome poem. Thank you. Thank you for sharing it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. I believe I have one more poem, and then we will be out of here for the night. I want to thank everybody for their poetry, everybody for taking time, especially Miss Linda tonight. First off, your poem was amazing and fabulous, and I loved it. It was absolutely spectacular, and I've already nominated it for the front page. Because that's where it belongs. All right. I need Miss Elsie Macy to read her poem to Donnie. Double check and make sure I got everybody. Gotta always double check that page, don't you? Don't miss anyone. As you well know, as the host of the show, too. The jobs we have to do.
Yeah.
Look in that page. Well, I am on my last poem. But Linda, if you do have to go and work on whatever you're working on, I do appreciate you being here.
I can understand.
Okay.
I got your back.
So let me give you. Thank you, my love. This is Waltz of the Fire Moth by Elsie May. I'm a creature of habit drawn hypnotically to that heated, evocative call of passion, desire, lust, longing, and even my selfless love. I find the courage to brave the vibrance, that enrapturing magnetic draw, a winged creature of the night, a feathered, bloody, singed dove. The black of shadowy death calls me. I draw nearer to the burning flame. Little is important to me, but to fly near is that all-encompassing fire. It takes me deep in that beckoning something, giving love a name. I fly near, blinded by the law of being singed to nothing by the burning fire. My wings are spread wide, feathery, mud puppy, gills drape for the middle of me, and a moth your sexuality in a metaphor that moth completely really. Will I ever gain the height to ever be able to spread my wings, fly free, break free of that self-destruction spell, if anyone ever can? I have no willpower left. My heart is no longer my own. So I dive deep, deep down. I'm a beautiful destroyer. I'm a beautiful destroyed fire. This fire moth dies my soul. As surely and freely slow, answering the final call, dance within the waltzing in. Wow. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Dance to dance.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, sometimes we think that we don't have the courage. As something as simple as a little moth, because moths are always drawn to light, light, and light. Even if it kills them, they'll just go straight to that light. You know, and as humans, we don't always go to the light. We tend to veer away from that and sit in the darkness. You know, we always want to kind of sit there in that darkness and never just spread our wings to fly, because we believe it could kill us. You know, we go too close to that light. You know, I'm going to stay back here in the shadows because that's where it's safe. And, you know, wow. That's crazy. I love that. And I love that you mentioned mud puppies. Mud puppies are just so freaking weird looking and kind of just, mud puppies are just one of the weird animals, like platypuses. But that was really cool. Yeah, so do you stay in the shadows or do you fly free into the light, knowing it might kill you, but at least you were there brilliantly for a while? I like this thought, Linda.
Yeah, this was really well written. And the metaphor in here is so perfectly portrayed. You know, the moth thing, that just mesmerizes me. Why they do that, you know, and I've sit and watched them time after time go to that flame and they get singed, yet they fly about, you know, and it does say something for our internal passion, you know, of we get burned sometimes, but we go back there to that desire. And this was just so perfectly done. The imagery in this is quite good. My wings are spread wide, feathery mud puppy gills drape the middle of me, and a moth fill sexuality. In metaphor, that moth is completely human, and there it is there, you know. Will I ever gain the heights to ever be able to spread my wings to fly free, to take free of that self-destructive spell, if anyone ever can? You know, and we are like that moth so much, and she captured that perfectly in this poem. So I'm going to give it a 10. Good job, LG.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really
what a great, great poem.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got some good
great,
stuff
great
on here tonight,
poetry.
Sweet. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, this has been amazing poetry tonight. I am just blown
yeah.
away by what everybody brought me. And such a well-rounded group of, you know, different ways fire effects, from the passion to the destruction to the calming. I thought it was just really well-rounded about what fire is to
yeah.
people. It wasn't all destruction. There was romance, and there was, you know, the passion, and there was the darkness, and then there was the light. And you know, it was
yeah.
really... really well done by everyone. So, again, spectacular people and poets and team of voices and around what's going on. And it looks like tomorrow you have an incredible show going on. You know, we just kind of took a quick peek into your world, and oh my goodness, you have poems from Titus and Pee-wee and Lockdown Lars and you know, Lawrence and, you know, Heavenly Angel and Laughing Soul. So you've got some really great poets lined up for tomorrow night.
Right.
It's going to be a blast.
Right.
Just to
for
listen
tomorrow,
to your
for
show.
For tomorrow night? No, next Friday night.
Yeah, next Friday, the 14th. I'm sorry. Yours is 7/14.
That's right. 14.
Correct.
Yeah, I was surprised. I just checked that out today, and I was like, wow, already. Because, like, the last show I did, although I had 100 people signed up for SoundClouds, I didn't have any live bodies, you know. So I'm hoping I get some live bodies.
And like I said, for the summer, like tonight, I had, like, a bunch of SoundClouds, too. Because summertime, people are on vacation, people have people visiting them. It's, summers are really tough to get the live voices. But, you know, they have the commitment to you just to have something on your show. And that's so appreciative. You know, even though they know, you know, grandma's coming in or Uncle Bob's coming in. And, you know, the barbecues are going on and the company picnics are going on and all that. But they're so still committed to you and your shows that. And that's a blessing, but it is very hard sometimes when you only get two people hanging out with you, but it's so appreciated.
Well,
so I really
I was talking to my husband about that just yesterday. He was saying, you know, don't feel bad. You know, it's your show's on a Friday night and people got things to do. And I said, well, but if you're a poet, there's nothing more you'd like to do than sit on Blog Talk Radio for the evening, you know? And that's really true for a lot of poets. They'd be, you know, wouldn't rather be anyplace else. So.
But if you're a poet's spouse, you got a deal.
I know. My husband says he's a poet widow. He's an all poetry widow.
Exactly.
I try to
We got to give a little. So, you know, that's just the way it is. I'm going to say good night and thank you. I really appreciate everything you did for me tonight. You are definitely amazing. So,
thank you. You too.
Good night, everybody. Thank you. Everybody, say good night in Poetry Land. And once again, we are a team of voices inside of All Poetry, and if you ever want to look us up, come by. We are just poets talking poetry. Good night, everybody.
Good night, sweet.
Good night, Linda. Have a great night. Bye.